Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
This is StoryQuest, brand new stories you'll want to hear again and again.
Sit back, get yourself comfortable, because I've got a story for you. This is the story of Electra Evergreen of Echo Hill. There was a field in the town where I grew up. We used to call it the field. Yeah, I know, not very imaginative. We would say, are you coming to the field after school? Or I'll meet you in the field. And we all knew what that meant because there weren't any other fields or many other parks in which to play. At the back of the field, there was a craggy hill we called Echo Hill. I'll explain why in a minute. And at the bottom of Echo Hill, there was a cave. A grown-up would have to crouch to get inside, but a child would be small enough to explore what was within. But even though we used to come up with all sorts of plans to investigate, it was made impossible due to a thick set of bars that had been put across the entrance. It was called Echo Hill because if you shouted into the back of the cave, your voice would come back, repeated until it faded out. I wonder if you've ever shouted into a place with an echo. It's sort of freaky, but also pretty cool, even if you can explain it away with science and all that sort of thing. The echo was as much fun as we could have with the cave, thanks to the bars which we thought were stupid. But then we all remembered the rumours about how this had come to be. It was said that many hundreds of years ago, before there were any bars and when children could do a lot more without adults taking an interest, a workhouse had been built on the hill. Workhouses were horrible places where you had to go if you or your family had no money, and as the name suggests, you would have to work hard and sleep in rags on a cold floor and eat terrible meals like gruel and rotten meat. The story went that a little girl from the workhouse had crept into the darkest reaches of the cave with her friends, but she had become separate from the group and impossibly lost in the maze of tunnels. After many days, they gave up the hunt, severely punished the rest of the children, and barricaded the entrance so no one else could be lost. And that was that. Her name was said to be Electra Evergreen, which I always thought sounded like something out of a fairy story. Maybe a good fairy or a helpful witch. When people shouted into the echo, sometimes they said it was the ghost of Electra returning their words mournfully. This was such a spooky idea, it made us shiver a bit, but to be honest, just made us want to get a proper look inside even more. Now, I said that it was impossible to get into the cave, but me and my friends made a discovery one summer that changed everything. We've been running down the side of Echo Hill, having some sort of daft race, I expect, when I stumbled over into a ditch that I felt certain hadn't been there before. My so-called friends laughed at me in that annoying way some people do when you fall over or make yourself look silly. But as I stood up and brushed myself off, I discovered that the ditch was deeper than I thought and that it went right into the hill itself. I was lucky not to have slipped further in. I called my friends over to investigate. As we looked into the hole, I could see that it went down a long way, and shining the torch from my phone inside, I could see, what was it? Yeah, it was a tunnel at the bottom. We found a secret entrance to the caves. That was it. Once we realised we were tantalisingly close to the caves, we came up with a plan. We would dig the opening of the ditch to make it big enough for us to go inside and properly explore once and for all. Now, I'm sure you can see that this was actually a terrible plan. When people put bars on things or notices saying beware or keep out or high voltage, that's usually because there's a really good chance that you will end up getting hurt. And I'm sure you wouldn't have been as silly as we were. After all, we knew the story of Electra, didn't we? Who wanted to end up like her, impossibly lost in the maze of caves? But off we went, back to our homes to seek really garbs, shovels and spades and torches or anything that might help us dig deeper to see what lied beneath the surface. And as it was the summer holidays, our parents didn't seem to mind, as long as we were out getting fresh air, and not just stuck on your phones. And we started to dig. It took us about a week to make this new hidden entrance big enough to get a good look inside. We tethered a rope to help us down, and one by one we slipped into the tunnel. First I went, then my friend LMA, and then Josh, who was the smallest of us all, and to be honest, the most sensible. "Are you sure this is a good idea?" he said. But we had already slunk into the darkness, so we dropped down to join us, and when we were inside, wow. The tunnel at the bottom was one of four which curved and crossed with walls so smooth it looked as if they'd been made by a human, unlike the craggy rock-like entrance behind the bars. And the most amazing part was that the tunnels all led to a cavern, a wide opening-like room where we could comfortably stand up for the first time. We used our torches to look around the cavern that we found ourselves in, and to our surprise, the first thing we saw was a message, written large on one wall in white paint of some sort. An actual message on the wall. At the time, I think LMA read it out for us, and I remember her voice echoing around the dusty cavern in the gloom of the torchlight. I was so scared, I was actually shaking, so I couldn't have read anything out myself. Here's what it said. "If you should find this hide of mine, take a candle, a light to shine. See my hide, my home, my gladness. Away from troubles, pain, and sadness. Protect it well, a secret keep. The world awaits, I wait and sleep. And vow to never once be seen. Signed, Miss Electra Evergreen." "Well, that's weird," I said, scratching my head. "Well, duh, don't you get it?" said LMA. "Electra didn't die in here. She must have pretended to get lost on purpose. Don't you see, this is a hideaway. I reckon it's a smuggler's keep. Must have been here for even longer than she was."
"But how could she have escaped? She would have been trapped,"
said Josh nervously. Then his eyes lit up.
"The ditch, of course."
I slapped my head and the penny dropped.
"There must have always been another entrance or exit. That ditch must have been as long as the hill. Maybe there are others too. And she's definitely not here, so she must have used it to escape. After all, the bars would have stopped her going in the way she came in."
It all began to make sense. The cavern was as smooth as the tunnels. It was obvious that someone had hollowed and smoothed them out, and remnants of wooden cloth and the ends of ancient candles showed that it might well have been a very cozy hideaway. We looked around in awe, and then remembering the time, made our way through the narrow tunnels back to the ditch where we pulled ourselves back out, up the rope. Just as Josh was rolling back onto the grass, we jumped as a small dog appeared and began sniffing into the hole eagerly. He was followed by an old lady with a lead in her hand.
"Kaiser, come here. Gosh, that's a big hole, isn't it?"
she exclaimed, peering in. Her eyesight can't have been too great, as she didn't seem very interested in just how deep it was.
It's really deep, and there's all sorts down there. We saw something amazing."
This was Josh. Me and LMA shot a harsh look at Josh, and he stopped talking mid-sentence and slowly closed his mouth.
"What?
Nothing." The old lady peered into the ditch again, blinking.
"That's an accident waiting to happen. And look at the state of you lot, rolling around in the dirt. I'll contact the council immediately and get that filled in."
We never did find out what happened to Electra Evergreen in the end. She must have made her escape and set out into the world to make a life from herself, away from the workhouse and the cruelty within. She must have changed her name, as other than a note about her death in the Victorian newspaper, no trace of her could be found in any of the records. And sure enough, as the old lady had threatened, the council turned up the following day and without even looking down into the ditch, tipped a load of mud into it, sealing it forever. Although we felt a bit sad about this, we were also glad that we had kept Electra's secret. And maybe there would be another entrance somewhere on Echo Hill. Over the years that followed, I would search for one. Even when I became quite grown up and with children of my own, I'd chase them up and down on the hill on every side and always kept my eyes open for hidden ditches and gullies, but never did. Or rather, I haven't found one yet. Who knows what tomorrow will bring?
Thanks for coming on a story quest with us. If you like that story, make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so you never miss an episode.
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white?
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.